It is so good to be here.
很高兴来到这里。
Let's pray just for a moment.
我们一起祷告。
Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach,
天父上帝，在耶稣基督的名，我们向你祷告。
We recognize that you are the only hope for our lives.
我们知道你是我们生命里头唯一的盼望。
You are the only hope for the world.
你是这个世界上唯一的盼望。
So Father, we humble ourselves before you this morning.
今天早晨，上帝啊，我们在你的面前谦卑下来。
We ask you to walk among us today.
我们请求你在我们中间运行。
Because your word says that where two or three are gathered in your name,
因为你说只有两三个人聚集为了你的名，
you are among us.
你就会在我们中间。
So Father, welcome.
我们欢迎你，亲爱的天父上帝。
In Jesus' name.
在耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Amen. Amen. I want to mention a couple of things.
我先要来说几样东西。
I have brought a book prayer focus.
我带了这本书是说祈祷，专心的祈祷。
This actually finishes at the end of September.
这个是在九月底完成出版的。
But it is well worth your time to get one.
如果大家有兴趣的话，找时间找一本。
And read through this during your prayer time.
在你做祷告的时候读一读。
I only have 20.
Gary 牧师只带了二十本。
The other 20 I'm supposed to take to China.
还有二十本需要带去中国的。
But if there are more of you who want them, I can give them to you.
如果在座的超过二十位需要的话，也会增加。
They are on the table in the back.
已经放在后边图书的台的上边。
The other thing is, I have to tell you a couple of personal things.
还有 Gary 牧师要说一些自己的事情。
At the end of November.This year,
今年十一月底的时候
，I'm going back to China.
Gary 牧师要再回到中国去。
Normally, I would have gone already.
通常已经在那边了。
But this time I'm going because God is appointing a place for me to live.
这一次 Gary 牧师去中国是因为上帝为他预备了一个居住的地方。
Because on February the 1st.I'm going to China to live there.
二月一号的时候 ，Gary 牧师会在中国常住。
Because the Lord is calling me back to your nation.
因为上帝呼召 Gary 牧师住在我们自己的民族中国那边。
Because he has a significant agenda during these last days.
在末后的年代有很多重要的事情需要做。
So I will be very grateful for your prayers concerning my life.
如果各位能为 Gary 牧师以后的生活祷告的话，非常感激。
Even as I speak right now, at this moment,
虽然 Gary 牧师在这一刻在这里说话，
there are a team of intercessors in Beijing who are praying for us right now.
也在当刻有一个小组的人在北京为我们大家祷告。
Praying for you.
为你们祷告。
At this moment,
在这一刻
I want you to know that.
请大家记住这一点。
Because your family,
因为你的家庭
along with me,
还有我们的
love all Chinese people,
都爱中国所有的人。
And I praise the Lord for the privilege of serving you today.
我向上帝献上感恩，因为今天我能来这里服事。
I'm also grateful for John next to me.
他也为我感谢上帝。
Let me tell you what has happened to my daughter.
先告诉一下 Gary 牧师的女儿所发生的事情。
She's married and has two boys.
她结了婚，有两个男孩。
But not too long ago, they found out they were having another child.
不久之前发现再次怀孕了。
About 3 months into her pregnancy, she miscarried.
妊娠的第三个月就流产。
And it was very sorrowful.
当然很悲哀了。
She was in deep mourning.
她非常的愁苦。
Really hurting.
非常的痛苦。
Because they were hoping that they could have a girl.
当然本来想最好有个女孩。
And this baby was lost.
但是已经失去了这个胎儿。
Now with the father. He is
这胎儿已经跟天父在一起。
So I decided,
我决定,
I'm going to go before God,
我要去上帝的面前,
with others who were praying,
还有其他一起祷告的人,
and I said, Father, my daughter really wants another child.
我会向上帝说, 我的女儿真的很想有另外一个小孩。
I ask you in the name of Jesus,
我用耶稣基督的名来请求你
that she could have or they could have another child.
那我女儿她们可以再有一个小孩。
Thursday, 1 week ago,
在一个星期前的星期四
she went to the doctor to be examined after the miscarriage.
女儿去找医生，因为流产过后做一个复查。
He wanted to make sure that she was okay.
他当然想医生告诉他他的情况 没问题。
That was on a Thursday.
就在上个星期四。
Last Monday,
上个星期一的时候
she got word from the doctor that he wanted her to have an ultrasound.
医生告诉他要他去做一个超声波的检查
to make sure that everything inside of her is good.
就是要确认在她的身体所有的状况都正常。
So on Monday she went and had the procedure, the ultrasound done.
所以她星期一的时候去了做超声波的一个扫描。
The doctor examined the results.
医生就看到一个结果。
And said Bethany.
她叫名字，女儿叫 Bethany.
You are pregnant again.
你再次怀孕了。
After 5 days,
只是过了五天。
And did you hear what I said?
你都听到刚刚这个事情了。
She's having another child that was not there before.
就说女儿在这短短的五天里头，又再次应她的心愿怀孕了。
Can God do miracles?
上帝能够有做奇妙的事情吗
？Yes，
当然可以了。
You see, this was not a second child that was in her womb.
这个就是她的子宫里头的第二个小孩。
She lost everything during that miscarriage.
在流产的过程，子宫里头应该全部是清空的。
But somehow God created a new one.
但是上帝在里头再造了另外一个胎儿。
So praise the Lord.
感谢主。
I know some of you are thinking, how is that possible?
有的人会想，这可能吗？
All things are possible.
全部的事情都有可能。
In Christ Jesus.
只是要在主耶稣基督里。
I asked my daughter Bethany one question.
我问了女儿 Bethany 一个问题。
Do you believe that God has created a new child for you and your husband?
你信不信我们的主在为你和你的丈夫在造了一个胎儿？
And she said, yes, Dad, I do believe that.
她很高兴说，我相信啊，爹地，真的。
I've seen God do so many impossible things.
我看过上帝做过很多不可思议的事情。
And He will do impossible things in your life.
上帝同样可以为在座的各位做不可思议的事情。
If you would just believe that He can.
如果你真的相信他能的话。
You see, when I finally move to China on February 1st next year.
明年的2月1号，我真的。
I'm continue to believe that God will do the impossible.
我同样会相信上帝继续会做不可思议的事情。
Do you believe that?
你们相信吗？
I'm not convinced.
大家的反应， Gary 牧师觉得不是很兴奋了。
Let me ask you a question.
问一个问题。
In your life, when does faith begin?
在你的生命里头，你的信什么时候开始的？
Who can say?
请。
When does faith begin?
你的信在什么时候开始？三年前？两年前？ 2 years ago?
No. When does faith begin working in your life?
哦，再重新问一次，在你的生命里头，你这个信什么时候在你的生命里头起到了一个功效？ When you believe.
Faith begins when you step out and believe God for the impossible.
就是在你真的相信神在你的生命里头能够做你自己不可思议的事情的时候就开始了。
Amen.
Amen.
You see, faith is already in you.
因为信本身已经在你的生命里头有了。
Otherwise, you could not be born again.
要不然你不可能重生。
However, there's another faith.
当然还有另外一种信。
That moves mountains.
可以移山。
Mark 11:22. Mark 11:22.
马可福音十一章二十二节。
However, we're not going to talk about that.
那么再说一下，
When I was here last time,
上次来的时候，
the Lord really put in my heart regarding repentance.
上次上帝在我的心里感动我关于悔改的事情。
He put in our heart about holiness.
在我的心里住进了圣洁的事情。
Today,
今天
is very similar.
很类似。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because there is a message that God wants to impart into each of us today.
因为今天上帝有一个信息在我们每个人的心里要把它显现。
You see this parable in Matthew 22.
在马太福音二十二章的这个比喻。
Is also about today.
也就是今天的事情。
It's about today.
是关于今天的事情。
God is moving all across the world.
上帝在整个世界都在这样的行他的事。
He is calling for those who will listen to come to him.
他在呼召那些听上帝话语的人。
He is calling to those who claim to know Jesus.
他在呼召那些自称他认识主耶稣的人。
And he's saying it is time to walk a holy life.
他说现在是在行公义圣洁的时候。
It's interesting, the book of Matthew talks a lot about the kingdom of heaven.
很奇妙的是马太福音说了好多天国的事情。
On the other hand, Luke, the book of Luke, talks a lot about the kingdom of God.
路加福音里头说了好多上帝的国度的事情。
So in this passage,
在这个信息里头，
let's picture this as looking down from heaven onto earth.
想象一下从天国往地看的一个图画。
So who would the king be? Who is the king?
谁是君王？
Let's say it's Yeshua or Jesus.
我们说是耶稣基督。
It's God.
就是上帝。
It's God who is calling whoever will listen to come to the wedding feast.
也就是说是上帝他自己在呼召 谁要来参加这个喜宴的人来。
But there are many who hear the gospel.
很多人都听过福音。
They know the invitation is there.
他们也知道这个邀请。
They know that it's true that the Father is seeking them.
他们也很清楚天父在寻找他们。
But in verse 3, it says they refused to come.
但是在第三节里头他这么说，他们拒绝参加。
Can you imagine how the one who invites, when he hears refusal,
你想象一下，那一位邀请他们的人听到他们这样的拒绝，是什么样的一个感觉？
Can you imagine the heart of our Heavenly Father who hears the refusal of people?
你能想象一下我们的天父上帝听到拒绝他的声音的时候是什么样的？
Can you imagine how the Father feels when he hears you and I say no?
想象一下，如果我们的天父听到你我对他说不去，那会怎么一个感觉？
And yet, he brings another opportunity.
当然，他还会拒绝给你这样的机会了。
See in verse 4,
第四节，
the king sent out messengers again.
第四节里头，国王又把他的奴仆差去。
And he says everything is ready.
他说所有的事情都预备好了。
Please come.
请来吧。
But the word says that they were not interested.
但是世界说没兴趣。
Because of their business.
他们有自己的生意。
One had a farm.
或者他的农有农场要打理。
One had many possessions.
有很多的物业。
There are many things that keep us from wanting to be in the presence of God.
很多事情我们都要去打理，导致阻止我们去见我们的天父。
I can guarantee.
我能保证。
That among us today.
各位在场的。
You know of at least one thing about your life that keeps you from relating to God.
你起码至少有一件事情让你跟上帝的关系隔绝。
It may be something very simple.
有可能是很简单的事情。
It may be something very complicated.
有可能有复杂的事情。
It may be a temptation that has led you to sin.
有可能是让你去犯罪的一种诱惑。
It may be a possession of yours.
有可能是你拥有的某样东西。
But at the moment where the invitation comes, so many say, I am not interested right now.
所以在那个时候，当这个重要的邀请到的时候，临到的时候，你就说我没有兴趣去的。
I will never forget years ago when ministering in America.
几年前我在美国讲道的时候，我不会忘记。
A young lady who loved the Lord with all of her heart,
有一位年轻的女士，她是全心的爱主。
Brought her boyfriend to a Sunday night church service.
带她的男朋友去到一个主日晚上的一个聚会。
Because she wanted him.To be confronted with the reality of God's love for him.
因为她想她的男朋友去直接面对，上帝给她提供的那个实在的东西。
They sat on the second row.
坐在第二排。
And he listened.
当然他也在听。
I was preaching that night. He listened.
那天晚上就是 Gary 牧师在讲道。
But the more important part is.God was ministering to them.
重要的是那天晚上是上帝自己在为他们布道。
The young lady was praying.
那位年轻女士在祈祷。
During the message, she was praying for her boyfriend.
在听到的过程，她为她的男朋友在祷告。
And once in a while, when something very important was said,
在听到很重要的信息的那刻。
She did this.
他就做了一个这样的动作。
What do you think?
这是什么动作呢？
What do you think?
怎么样？
He said, no, I don't want this.
他说，不，我不要。
At the end of the meeting,
在聚会结束的时候，
we had an altar call, an invitation.
牧师就邀请大家到祭坛上来。
Everyone was standing.
很多人都个个都站起来。
As soon as they stood up,
他们站起来的之后，
he said to her, let's leave.
他的男朋友告诉这年轻的女士说，我们走吧。
We're leaving.
我们要走了。
I watched her.
我看出这女孩
try to get him to stay.
在拽着他的男朋友别走。
But he would not.
但他男朋友不想。
So she left with him.
所以女孩就跟她男朋友走了。
They got in his car.
进到他的车里头。
They drove one block down the street to the next intersection.
他们只从开车到另外一个路口的时候。
They crossed the intersection on a green light.
是绿灯，他们过了马路。
But the man who came from their left came through.On a red light.
但是有一个人在他的左边是撞了红灯走过来的。
That young man was killed instantly.
那个走路的人就当场给他的车撞死了。
The young lady survived no injuries.
年轻的女孩她并没有受伤。
It was the one opportunity that this young man had to give his life to Jesus.
那个机会是这个。男孩唯一可以接受耶稣基督的唯一机会。
He said no to the invitation.
但是他对这个邀请说不。
And it cost him everything.
他就失去了一切，这是他的代价。
The ones who were not interested in coming to the wedding,
没有兴趣参加喜宴的人，
they didn't want to hear the message.
他们根本不想听这些信息。
So they grabbed the messengers and killed them.
所以他们把跟他们传话的仆人抓住杀了。
Basically, they were saying, God, leave me alone.
他们的这种行动等于说，上帝啊，不要缠住我吧。
But the king,
但是这个君王
who had such love for people,
他对人这种爱
sent his messengers out one more time,
再次的把他的仆人打发出去
and said, leave alone those who want to live their life.
那么对那些要顾自己的事情的人，你就不要再理他们了
and go down the street and invite anyone who will come.
到街上去看看谁愿来的都来。
And many came.
很多人都去了。
They heard the invitation.
他们听到了这个邀请。
They could not believe the king was inviting them.
他们不敢相信他们受到君王的邀请。
Do you know there are many outside these doors?
你大家知道在这个门，我们的教会门外边有很多人。
Who cannot believe that God could ever really love them the way they are.
他们不可能相信他们那样种的状况，上帝竟然会爱他们。
I was so blessed this morning.
今天我感觉到很蒙福。
I forgot who told me, but that young people are going out to evangelize.
就是知道听说有年轻的人到外边去布道。
And that was really exciting to hear that.
那听了很兴奋。
There are so many who need to hear the truth about Jesus.
太多的人需要听到主耶稣基督这个真理。
But listen, there are many in the church, in the church,
但是也有很多在教会里头的
who are just not interested anymore.
已经没有多少兴趣。
They feel you sit in a chair.
你坐着。
You go to the activities.
参加的活动里头。
You do the things that are expected of you to do.
你做那些你认为必须做的。
But do you really know God?
但是你真的认识神吗？
Do you really know God?
你知道上帝吗？
One time in a lot of my messages, I do a lot of surprises.
Gary 牧师的讲道有时候会突然给人家一些比较惊讶的事情。
Sometimes I'll take a piece of a cardboard.
有时候带了一块木板，纸板。
And throw it on the floor.
丢在地上。
And say, that is a spot. A spot. Spot.
那是有刺的东西。
And I'm going to put you on the spot.
我要把你放在这个带刺的纸板上面。
That's an English slang term, really.
这是一个英语的一个口头语。
In other words, I'm going to bring you, for you to stand there, so that I can ask you some questions.
等于说我把你放在一个真章的板上，让你接受提问。
So one day, I brought a person to cut, and they stood on the spot.
真的有一次就让一位真的站在上边了。
Underneath this pulpit here,
在这个讲台的下边
I had an object.
我有一样东西在里头。
And I said, do you really know Jesus?
我问他，你真的认识主耶稣基督吗？
Oh, yes, yes.
他说，我认识，我认识。
What if this was the last day of your life? What would you do differently?
那么，这样的话，如果你在生命最后的日子，你会做什么不同的事情？
Oh, nothing. I wouldn't do anything differently.
不会做任何不同的事情啊。
So I pulled out a toy gun.
我就抓了一个玩具枪。
And it looked very real.
看起来跟真的一样。
And I went, what about now?
指着他说，现在呢？
And this person,
这位
momentarily,
在那时刻，
I mean, you know I wouldn't hurt anybody.
个人是不会开枪。
Momentarily,
在那刻，
the reality that it could be the last second on the earth,
就在那一刻，有可能实在是他在地球上的最后一刻。
Changed everything.
所有的事情都改变了。
Because for one second, this person started crying.
因为在那一秒，这一个人开始哭了。
And repenting.
他悔改。
And I looked at everyone else.
我再看看大家。
And I said, you know I wouldn't do this.
你知道我刚才不会真的动手的。
It's not even real.
这都不是真的。
But look what happened.
但是你看到所发生的事情。
At the moment of the expectation of death, the reality of life came.
在那一刻，必须死的一刻，所有生命的事情都改变了。
One of the men who's on my China team who lives here.
有一位在这里住跟我去中国布道的一位
35 years ago or so, maybe 40 years ago, escaped from Cambodia.
30多四年前他从柬埔寨逃出来。
While his family was being machine gunned to death.
但是他是亲眼看到他的家人给机关枪扫射死的。
Not too long ago, I visited a Jewish lady in Caulfield.
不久前，我在 Caulfield 那边去探访过一个犹太的女士。
She was in the German concentration camps.
她曾经被关进德国的集中营。
She watched her parents and her aunt and uncle killed.
她亲眼看到她的父母、她的姨妈、她的舅舅给活活打死。
She threw herself.In a ditch where a lot of bodies were.
他自己呢，把自己埋在那些死人堆里头。
Hoping the soldiers would not see her alive.
因为假装在里头好像死了，那些士兵不会发现他。
And when it became dark,
当黑夜来临的时候
This girl fled for her life.
这个女孩当时候就逃命。
And managed to escape.
她还是做到了逃出来。
And now living in Caulfield.
现在就住在 Caulfield.
Giving thanks to God.
她在为这个事感谢神。
You see, when we reach a point where our life may come to an end,
当我们面对的生命即将结束的那一刻，
what will we do differently?
我们会做任何不同的改变吗？
The new group of people came to the wedding feast.
当那批新被邀请的人来到这个结婚的喜宴的时候，
It's so interesting
很奇妙
that they came in and they were accepted.
他们到了之后就很自然地接受。
And the only way they could come is being invited and saying yes.
因为唯一能够来的条件就他们接受了邀请说好我来。
But somehow,
但是
one person,
有一位
was able to sneak in
可以溜进去
without anyone seeing him
没有给其他人发现
to sit at the wedding feast
就坐在宴席之间
until
直到
the king came in
这君王进来了
and the king looked out over this wonderful group of people
君王看到这一大群来参加宴席的人宾客
Who were dressed in wedding garments?
都穿戴整齐的礼服。
Who had given their life to the king to be able to come in?
他们就为了这个事情，给了君王他们所要求得到的他们的生命。
But there was one.
但是有一位。
The king says.
君王说。
How did you get in here?
你怎么进得来？
You don't even have wedding clothes on.
根本没有穿上赴宴的礼服。
And the man who was there had nothing to say.
这个人哑口无言。
Because here he was in the place of what I would call righteous people now.
也就是说他所身处的这地方周围的人现在Gary 牧师用一个词就是说是义人聚集的地方。
But he himself,
但是他这个人
was not wearing the wedding garments.
他没有穿戴必须穿戴的礼服。
In other words, he was an unrighteous man trying to be in a righteous environment.
这个比喻是说，他本来就不是一个义人，他混在义人里头，假装是义人。
And what did the king do?
君王做什么呢？
The king had no mercy on him at all.
那么君王对他就没有怜悯了。
He had him tied up,
把他捆绑起来。
And cast out,
把他丢出去。
He asked no other questions,
也不再问他任何其他的问题。
Because he, that man, had had the opportunity to have wedding garments.
因为这个人本来是有机会去把他自己穿戴成应该穿戴礼服的样子。
But he chose not to.
他自己选择不那么做。
Now Jesus' response to this,
耶稣这样的回应说
，says many are invited,
很多人受到了邀请
，but few are chosen,
但是拣选的人少。
Now I want to say to all of us today,
我想对大家说
，this entire passage,
这整个信息。
Is about the church of today.
是关于今天的教会。
We're going to look at just a minute.
我们等一下要再看看。
In the book of Revelation.
再看启示录。
Because we're going to see the very same thing.
我们会看到很相似的事情。
That we see here.
跟我们刚刚看的一样。
You see in Matthew.
在马太福音里头。
Even though all of these people are called.
尽管这些人都蒙了呼召
They're called of God.
就上帝呼召了他们
Because God says he's not willing that any would perish, but all would come to repentance.
因为上帝不愿一个人沉沦，都想个个悔改得救。
All are called.
全部受了蒙召。
But very few are chosen.
但是被拣选的少。
I want to share with you briefly. I think I may have last time.
上次可能也有这样分享过。
But I want to share this with you right this minute.
在这一刻再跟你们分享一下。
Last year,
去年
at the Messianic Congregation in Caulfield,
在 Caulfield 的一个聚会里头
where I'm a part of that congregation,
我参加了那次的聚会。
The Lord, during the service, opened up the heavens to me.
在那次聚会里头，上帝的天打开了给 Gary 牧师。
And he brought me up to a glass, look, it looks like a glass floor.
那么 Gary 牧师去到的一个场景是好像一片玻璃的地板上边。
I was standing on this glass floor.
站在这个地板一般的玻璃一般的地板。
And I was looking down underneath me.
我往下看。
Through the glass.
透过了玻璃。
And down below.
再往下看。
Were billions of people.
那有十几亿的人。
Almost as far as I could see to the left and to the right.
我往左往右两端远望过去。
They were in a line.
就一对一对的。
One line after one line after one line.
一对的排在一起。
They were all moving forward one step at a time.
每一队都是一步的一步往前走。
I looked ahead.
我往前看。
As far as I could see, looking like this.
我就是尽量的看得远一点。
At the very front.
在最前面的一排。
Was hell.
是地狱。
Hell.
地狱。
Eternal torment.
那是永世的痛苦磨难。
And everyone was moving toward that.
但是这几队的人，每个人都是往那个方向移动。
One step at a time.
每次移动一小步。
Every time one person took a step, a billion people had to also take a step.
当其中的一个人往前走一小步的话，那另外的十亿人也跟他要一起走一小步的。
But none could see where they were going until they got to the front.
问题是，他们当中没有一个人知道他们往前走是走向哪里，直到走进了第一排。
But when they got to the front, they had no choice but to go one more step.
但是当他们真的往前走的时候，他们没有退路，只能一直的往前走。
And I was grieving in my heart.
我心里头。多么的哀伤！
Of all these people that were going to hell for eternity,
这些人一步一步的往绝境一个地狱里头往前去。
They didn't realize it.
他们自己并不知道。
They didn't care.
他们也没关系。
Until they got to the front line.
直到他们面对第一排的时候。
And Jesus spoke to me about that.
跟我说了那样的事情。
He said, Gary,
他说 Gary,
many
很多
of these people
这些人里头的很多人
claim to be Christians,
他们自称是基督徒啊。
But they're not.
其实他们不是。
Because I never knew them.
因为我从来不认识他们。
They did all of the activities and all of the things they thought they were supposed to do.
他们就是在形式上参加很多他们认为必须参加的事情。
But the one thing they did not do,
但是有一样他们并没有做
was know me.
认识我，他们没有。
And it just absolutely broke my heart.
我很伤心为这个事情。
And I looked up, I could not look anymore.
我不能再往下看，所以我往上抬了头。
And Yeshua or Jesus said,
耶稣说
"Wide is the way that leads to destruction."
为什么会有这样的事情让他们 走向灭亡了。
And most will go in that direction.
大多数人都会往那个方向去。
And then I looked up.
然后我往上看。
Directly in front of me.
往前直看。
Was one man.
有一位男士。
Right in front of me.
在我面前。
He took one step forward through a narrow doorway.
他从一个窄门里头往前走去。
And the doorway was just wide enough for him to walk through.
那个门只能够仅仅够他的人可以走过去。
Then I stepped up to the doorway.
我也往前走到那个门。
And I really wanted to go through.
当然我要穿过那个门，我想进去。
And Jesus said,
耶稣说
And narrow is the way that leads to eternal life.
耶稣说窄的门是通向永生的门。
And few will find it.
但是找到的人少。
I want us to hear this today.
我要说这个事情今天。
You see, Jesus said this himself in the Word of God.
因为耶稣是在圣经里头自己这么说的。
Wide is the way that leads to destruction.
那个大的宽的路是走向灭亡的。
But narrow is the way that leads to eternal life.
窄的门却是通向永生的门。
You know, when I was young,
我年轻的时候
I grew up in a Baptist church.
我在一个浸信会的教会长大。
I was told in that church.
那个教会教导我
that all I needed to do was receive Jesus as my Savior.
你唯一需要做的就是接受耶稣你是你的救主
and I'd be saved.
我就会得救。
However,
但是
the Bible says a whole lot more than that.
圣经说的要比那个多得多。
Because I began to see that salvation is also a process.
我知道，我清楚地看到。得救是一个过程。
So we can say, I am saved.
我们可以说我得救了。
And that's true.
当然是真的。
I am being saved.
我现在正在被得救。
And I will be saved.
我将会被救赎。
But how?
但是如何做得到呢？
Let's look further.
我们再继续看。
We're going to look at Revelation.
在启示录。
Revelation chapter 3.
第三章。
Verses 17 through 21.
17到21节。
You see, the Gospels talk about salvation.
福音说到了救赎。
They talk about the love of God.
说到了神的爱。
They talk about Jesus who sacrificed himself for us.
说到了耶稣基督为了我们舍己。
They talk about the cleansing and forgiveness through his shed blood.
说到了耶稣的宝血为我们的罪洗净我们的罪。
And praise the Lord for that.
我们感谢神为我们做了这些。
But the rest of the Bible,
但是圣经的其他部分
from the book of Acts all the way to Revelation,
从使徒行传直到启示录
They talk about
说的是
How we grow into maturity
我们必须如何才能长进成熟
How we really can know him
我们如何才能真正的认识他
Being filled with the Holy Spirit every day
每天被圣灵充满
Living a life of victory
过一个圣洁得胜的生活
Overcoming sin
克服犯罪的试探
Walking in holiness
走在圣洁之中
Living righteously
过有义属义的路
Loving one another
彼此相爱
Forgiving one another
彼此饶恕
Living for Jesus with all of our heart
为了耶稣基督全心
That's what the rest of the Bible says.
全意的生活。
And a whole lot more.
还有很多。
We live in a generation of people who do not know God.
我们生活的这个世代是人们根本不认识神的。
We think we do.
我们自以为是。
And I pray that you do.
当然我们感谢神祷告说你们是认识的。
But listen to the condition of the church that we live in the earth now.
但是听听我们现在所生活世代的教会的光景是什么样的呢？
In verse 17 it says,
第十七节说，
these are the people of who supposedly know Jesus.
这些人说这样的人是应该本来应该认识耶稣基督的。
We say, I am rich and I have become wealthy.
他说我是富足已经发了财。
I don't need anything.
一样都不缺。
And yet Jesus says, you do not realize
你不知道
that you are wretched and miserable.
你是困苦可怜。
You're poor, you're blind, and you're naked.
贫穷瞎眼赤身的。
Verse 18, I advise you to buy from me gold that is refined by fire, so that you may become truly rich.
第十八节说，耶稣说，我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足。
You understand how gold is refined?
大家都知道金子是怎么炼出来的吗？
Have you ever seen gold being refined?
有没有亲眼看过炼金师的经过呢？
I've actually seen that.
Gary 律师看过。
And the people who do that,
炼金的人
will take small containers of liquid gold.
他们就把那些融为液体的金属金
and continue to put fire under it.
在它
heat it up.
下边不断的用火来焦烧。
The imperfections will come to the surface.
那些渣滓不完美的就浮在上边。
And they will very carefully take those pieces off of the gold.
炼金师就非常小心翼翼地把上边那一层把它刮掉。
After a while,
过了一阵子，
only the pure gold remains.
只有那些纯的金留下来。
And that's gold that the goldsmith can use.
那剩下来的才会被金的匠去使用。
So here Jesus is saying to us,
在这里耶稣对我们这么说，
Be like that gold being refined.
把自己保守成那种纯金的金子。
Let me, God said, Jesus says, let me make you holy.
上帝是这么说，让上帝来把你炼成圣洁的。
And he goes on to say in that same verse 18,
继续说在十八节，
and white garments so that you may clothe yourself.
又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的耻辱不露出来。
Do you know as we walk in repentance,
如果我们走在一个悔改 的生活里头，
as we spend time in the Word of God,
我们跟上帝有相处的时间，
as we spend time living according to what the word says,
我们生活里头照着神的话语去做，
God is in the process of making us holy and righteous.
这个过程就是上帝把我们炼成纯金子，作为有圣洁正义的人。
In other words, he is providing white wedding garments for us.
也就是说是上帝他自己为我们提供了参加这个宴席的白色的礼服的人。
But it says in verse 18 something really significant.
但是在十八节里头说到很特别重要的。
You see, God provides the garments, but we have to put them on.
上帝虽然我们为我们准备的礼服，但是真正要自己动手穿上才行。
In other words, walking a true holy life is a choice that we must make.
也就是说，我们要行出一个圣洁的生活，这是我们自己的选择才能做得到的事情。
It's not just a matter of being a member of a church.
并不是说你只要参加了某一个教会，作为一个会众的一员就行了。
This is a place where we congregate together.
这是我们聚会的地方。
Worship the Lord.
侍奉神。
Fellowship together.
大家有团契。
Pray together.
互相的祷告。
But that has nothing to do with your personal walk with God.
但是这些都代替不了你和上帝之间怎么样照他的话行的事情。
Your personal walk with God is a daily, hourly, moment by moment walk with Him.
你跟着主走的路是每天每时每刻自己必须和他建立关系的事情。
So what else does God provide us?
上帝还为我们提供了其他什么呢？
He also is providing a salve for our eyes, an anointment for our eyes.
上帝还为我们准备了摸我们眼睛、擦亮我们眼睛的眼药。
Why?
为什么呢？
So that we can actually see what God is doing in the kingdom.
目的是要让我们擦亮眼睛，能够知道上帝在天国里头做的事情是什么。
I'll tell you what we think.
我告诉大家我们怎么想。
We think that if we live according to the traditions of the church, we'll be okay.
我们怎么想的呢？我们一般都是想我们照教会的传统来参加聚会那就可以了。
That if we participate in the activities of the church, we'll be fine.
如果我们参加了教会所安排的各样传统的活动我们就可以了。
That's what we think.
这是我们想的。
But what the word says,
但是圣经怎么说呢？
We need to open our eyes.
我们需要睁开我们的眼睛。
To what God really wants from your life and my life.
看清楚上帝为我们的生活是如何要求和安排的。
And in verse 19,
19节的,
those whom I love, he says, I discipline.
他说, 凡我所疼爱的, 我就责备管教他。
Therefore be zealous and repent.
所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
You know, when I was here last time,
上次我来这里的时候
，this whole area up front here,
我们在前边这一块地方
，many of you were here,
很多大家都有上来
，on your knees,
跪了
，repenting,
在悔改
，and praise the Lord,
然后赞美主。
It was time for that,
那是适宜的时候。
But church, every day.It's time for that.
但是各位，其实我们每天都必须那样子。
Even this morning, as I was praying this morning,
今天早上我在祷告的时候
，the Lord brought to my attention an area of my life that needed repenting.
主还提醒了我，我生活里头有哪些需要悔改的事情。
And I did what the word says here, where it says, "Be zealous, be quick to repent."
我做的就是像刚刚说的经文说、要发热心要悔改。
I mean, when our gracious Heavenly Father says to you, this is a wrong area in your life.
如果我们的上帝 慈悲的上帝跟我们说你现在所走的是你生命里头不应该有的事情。
What should our response to that be?
我如何的回应才是正确的？
Father, you got to be kidding.
上帝，你在开玩笑吧
？Me?
我
？You mean you see that in me? Are you sure?
你真的说的是我吗？不会吧
？Yes.
上帝说，正是啊。
What do we do?
我们应该怎么做呢
？This morning.
今天早上
，I repented very quickly.
我很快的悔改。
But not only that,
不仅仅如此
made sure that open door is closed.
还要那个已经打开的门要把它关上去才对。
And Father, forgive me.
还请求天父上帝，你饶恕我。
It says in verse 20.
在第十二二十节。
I stand at the door and knock.
我站在门口敲门。
If anyone hears my voice,
若有听见我声音的，就开门。
And opens the door.
开了门。
I will come into him.
我会进到他那里。
And dine with him.
我与他。
And he with me.
他与我。
You know, for many years,
很多年。
In the very early years of my Christian life,
在我信主的早年。
I was told this particular verse is for lost people.
那时候我得到的信息是说，这一段是写给那些跌落、堕落、跌倒的人。
But it's not.
其实不是。
It's for the church.
是给教会的每一位。
It's for those who claim to know Jesus.
是给那些自认已经认识基督的人。
Who think that we have the proper white wedding garments.
他们自认为已经穿上了一个合宜的礼服去参加了喜宴。
And yet Jesus in his grace,
但是主耶稣在他的恩典里
comes to us again.
再次来到我们的面前。
I've called you many times.
你们蒙召多次。
I'll call you again.
我继续的呼召你。
To come and wash your garments.
继续来把你们的衣服洗干净。
Repent.
悔改。
He promises us.
他为我们确实的保证。
In the next verse.
在下一节的经文。
He says, he who overcomes.
他说你得胜的。
I will grant to him to sit with me on my throne.
我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。
As I also overcame and sat down with my father on his throne.
就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
You see, we're told, just receive Jesus and you will overcome.
也就是说，只要你接受耶稣基督，你就可以得胜。
But that's not what the word says.
但这个不是圣经里头说的。
The word says in a different part of Revelation, I forgot where it is. It says this. We overcame by the blood of the Lamb.
但是在圣经启示录还记不清楚是哪一节说的。我们能得胜是因为你的宝血。
By the word of our testimony.
by 我们圣经的话。
And we did not hold our life dear even unto death.
Sorry, wish I could find the verse, I forgot.
And we did not hold onto our life even to the point of death.
十二章，十二章十一节，十二节。
Where is it?
一节。12, 11.
Ah, sounds right.
11. 好，我读一下这节的经文。启示录十二章十一节，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们谁至于死，也不爱惜生命。Thank you.
Yes, amen. So is that true?
这是真的吗
？Is the word true?
圣经。说的是真理吗?
It is true.
是的。
It is true.
是真的,是真理。
And Jesus is very careful to say to us that we must overcome just like he overcame.
那么耶稣基督对我们的指示是说,我们必须像他一样的得胜。
Turn to Revelation 22 verse 11.
现在翻到启示录的二十二章十一到十四节。
I read this when I was here last time.
其实在上次来的时候已经读过。
11-14. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong.
不义的叫他仍旧不义。
Let the one who is filthy still be filthy.
污秽的叫他仍旧污秽。
Let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness.
唯义的叫他仍旧唯义。
And the one who is holy still keep himself holy.
圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。
And down in verse 14.
十四节。
Blessed are those who wash their robes.
那些洗净自己衣服的有福了。
So that they may have the right to the tree of life.
可得权柄能到生命树那里。
And may enter by the gates into the city.
也能从门进城。
I want to say this to all of us today.
跟各位今天这么说。
Us means me too.
包括我们。
John too.
我。
I say this to us.
是跟我们大家说的。
God is in the process of changing your life and my life.
上帝正在更新你和我的生活的一个过程。
If you are not spending time in the Word of God every day, you are starving.
如果你不是每天都在学习神的话语的话，你是会饥饿的。
If you are not spending time in prayer with God every day,You have no idea about the direction of your life.
如果你不是每天都有时间祷告祈求神指导你的话，你不知道你下一步应该往哪里去。
If you are not spending time worshiping the Lord every day, you do not know His heart.
如果你不是每天都在侍奉神的话，你不知道神的心意是怎么样的。
He is calling for His people to come to Him.
他在招他的民往他指定的方向去。
He is calling for His people to become like He is.
他是在召唤他所拣选的人像他一样。
Holiness.
圣洁的。
Righteousness.
唯义的。
Repentance,
要悔改的。
Walking away from sin,
逃离犯罪的路。
Walking toward Him,
从他的方向走去。
But the Word of God says most people do not want to do that.
但是神的话教导说，多数人不想这么做。
One of my prayer intercessors in Beijing.Called me this morning.
我一位在北京让我代祷的人早晨打了电话来。
Good old WeChat.
通过 WeChat 的微信。
And this is what she said.
她这么说。
She said, I've been praying for a long time.
我已经祷告人。
Pastor Daniel's church.
我已经为詹牧师的教会祷告了很久。
And she said, tell the people this.
他今天早晨有这么说要告诉大家
God is bringing a warning.
神带了一个警醒
To get your life right before God.
也就警告大家要在神的面前做正的事情
Because the coming of the Lord is near.
因为主将再来
And most People are not ready.
很多的人并没有准备好。
Now this lady,
这位女士
I know very well.
已经认识她很久。
She spends a minimum of 3-4 hours every morning in God's presence.
她每天早晨是用了3-4小时和神在一起的。
And she reminded me.
她提醒了我。
She said.Gary, I know when God speaks.
他说 ,Gary, 神说话的时候我知道的。
And God is saying this.
神是这么说的。
To not only the church in Australia,
在澳洲的教会。
But to this church.
不是其他的教会是我们这个教会。
To this people.
对我们在座的各位说
，To these precious Chinese people whom God has called and chosen，
我们这些神拣选的很有价值的神的选民
，You believe that？
大家都相信吧
？I believe that。
我们相信的。
We're going to finish with 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
那么现在要再看的是帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章十三节。
Paul is writing to the church in Thessalonica.
保罗写信给帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
And he writes in verse 13.
第十三节。
We should always give thanks to God for you.
主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该常为你们感谢神。
You are brethren who are beloved by the Lord.
主所爱的弟兄们。
Because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through holiness or sanctification.
因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。
Holiness by the Spirit and faith in the truth，
就说成为圣洁，能以得救，是因为信真道，又被圣灵感动。
Church, listen carefully.
大家请留意听。
And I talk to myself as well.
Gary 牧师也同样和自己说。
You know, the Bible says for us to work out our faith with fear and trembling.
那么圣经提醒我们在因信而除去了恐惧战惊。
Because God has given our life on this earth for us to prepare for spending eternity with Him.
上帝让我们在这个地球上存活生活，是为了让我们磨练自己，能够以后进入永生。
He's called all of us to a life of holiness.
他上帝本人呼召我们成为圣洁为义。
I recently moved to a new, for temporarily before I go to China, I moved to a place up in Baldwin.
Gary 牧师在明年二月份去中国之前，他暂时去了波文那边居住。
It's with one of my China team members, the one from Cambodia.
就是那一位从柬埔寨来的一个同工。
And you know what? One of the great blessings of being in that home.
一个祝福能够住在他的家里是。
There's no one playing a radio.
没有人在听收音机。
There's no one watching football games.
没有人在看这里的足球。
It's a house that is committed to serving and seeking God.
这个房子是专门为了寻求神、侍奉神的一个房子。
So many places I go.
很多地方我去过的。
There is a commitment to worldly things.
都是在过世俗的那些东西。
But not much commitment toward walking with God.
对于神的事情并不在乎。
So today,
今天,
if you need repenting,
如果今天你需要悔改,
today is the day.
今天就是悔改的日子。
Now I want to mention one more thing.
我要再提一个事情。
I mentioned this to John earlier.
早上跟我有提过牧师。
I'm not going to read this.
不会全部的读出来。
But he will have this available. I guess it could eventually be given out electronically.
如果这一份之后同工要把它发给各位也可以。
This is an article written by a man named Michael Brown.
这一份稿子是由一位叫 Michael Brown 的弟兄写的。
He is of Jewish descent.
他是犹太人的后裔。
But the article is about the persecution in the underground churches of China.
说的是在中国，中共政府如何迫害地下教会的事情。
I sent this to, I also sent this to that same prayer intercessor in Beijing.
也跟北京打电话的那位姐妹说过。
And everything written on this, I already know about.
当然写进去的这些事情，牧师也是知道的。
But just to say what it is,
就说它是什么呢？
It's this.
就是这样。
The rise of persecution in China is growing rapidly.
中国政府对于基督徒地下教会的迫害是越来越严重。
Many of you know this.
大家可能都知道的。
But what the government is doing right now is really, literally choking the population.
但是中国政府目前做的事情是把整个中国的人民都把它箍得紧紧的。They
are doing everything that they know to do right now to cause Christians to either deny their faith or do nothing.
中国政府现在所做的事情的目的就是要让所有的基督徒要么否认自己的信仰，要么就什么都不要做。
But a lot of this is also coming to Australia.
但是这样的事情除了中国里头发生，也来到了澳洲。
It's coming to America.
去了美国。
It's coming to many countries around the world.
其实去了世界的很多国家。
Because it's not the Chinese government by itself that's causing this.
因为并不是中国政府本身导致了这样的事情。
It's the devil.
是魔鬼。
He is doing everything that he can to defeat people who know Christ.
魔鬼的目的是尽其所能去打击信靠主的人。
Australia is no different.
澳洲也一样。
Even in America,
甚至在美国,
the government is literally choking, not literally, but choking people.
美国的政府也在那里用各种方式去压迫这些信徒。
And here's where it's all going. It's all going in the direction of you will one day either confess that Jesus is Lord or you will deny him.
最终的结局将会是到最后 每个基督徒都必须宣告，到底你是不是信靠基督的基督徒，或者你否认这一点，你的信仰。
It's time for us to wake up.
大家要警醒了。And
repent.
要悔改。Walk
in holiness.
过圣洁的生活。Let
God cleanse your life.
让上帝来洁净我们的生活。Because
His coming is soon.
因为主将 很快就来。
For some of you, or one of you, it could even be today. I don't know.
不知道各位有可能都是今天，不知道。
For that young man I was telling you about earlier,
刚刚提到的那位年轻人,
he went into eternity within 30 minutes of hearing the gospel.
他听了福音之后，他去永生只需要30分钟。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we need you.
亲爱的天父, 我们需要你。
Lord, we don't even know sometimes how blind we are.
主啊, 我们有时候真的不知道多么瞎眼。
We've been so conditioned that everything is okay.
我们自己设定的条件说很多事情都没问题的。
In a pure and holy walk before you, everything is okay.
当然，如果我们在你面前行圣洁公义的话，那什么事情都是可以没问题的。But
living for the world and involved in many things of the world is not okay.
但是生活在这个世代，在这个世代里头与世界为伍的生活，那是不可以的。We
ask you, Father, to open our eyes.
求天父上帝，你开我们的眼睛。
That we could see how we really are.
那么我们可以看清自己的景况。
That we would hear the warning of the king.
我们可以听到君王而来的警告。
that we must prepare ourselves.
我们必须为这做好准备。
We must walk in holiness.
我们必须过圣洁的生活。
You say that if we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we will be filled.
你说如果我们饥渴慕义的话，我们就必得饱足。
Lord, I'm hungry.
主啊，我饥渴。
And I'm thirsty.
我饥饿。
For you.
为了你。
Help all of us, Lord.
请你帮助我们的每个人。
To truly be hungry.
真的饥渴慕义。
And truly be thirsty.
真的为了你的缘故而饥饿。
For your heart.
因为你的心。
Help us, Father.
请你的心意来帮助我们。
If there is, Lord, if there is anyone here who truly does not know you.
主啊，如果在场的有某一位真的不认识你。
May this day be the day for salvation.
求你今天就赐给他是一个得救的日子。
And Father, may we not leave this place today until we have repented again.
天父上帝，今天求你帮助我们在离开这里的时候，并没有做到你要求的悔改，就不能离开。
Thank you for this, Father.
谢谢你听我们的祷告，天父。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. 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 There's a few words in Hebrew that says that what says this Yeshua HaMashiach Hu Adonai.
刚刚 Gary 牧师说的是希伯来文 in English.
Well, let's learn it in Hebrew.
那大家不要听英文。今天就听是希伯来文
Yeshua
Yeshua 就耶稣
Yeshua
Yeshua
HaMashiach
HaMashiach
Who Adonai Jesus The Messiah
耶稣
Is Lord Is Lord
是我们的主
So Yeshua
Yeshua
Is Jesus
Jesus
HaMashiach
HaMashiach
Messiah,
Messiah,
who
is
Adonai, Lord,
我们的主 Adonai, 我们的主
Let's say it together, Yeshua,
Hamashiach,
who
Adonai,
Amen. How do you say that in Mandarin?
耶稣弥赛亚，我们的救主。Do you want to follow?
Yeah.
耶稣，
耶稣，
弥赛亚，
弥赛亚，
我们的，
我们的
救主，救主，
救主
，Our Lord,
Our Lord. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this place for a short time is going to be open for you.
上边这个地方还在一段时间里头会为大家开放。
If you want to come and just for a few minutes repent before God, you can.
如果大家要用几分钟的时间到前面来祷告主，让我们悔改的话，可以上来。
If you need for me and John to pray for you, we can and we will.
如果各位需要 Gary 牧师为各位祷告什么的话，也是可以上来的。
But don't leave this place.With something undone in your life.
今天不要在离开的时候还没有解决你生命里头需要解决的事情。
Okay.
好吧。
Father, in the name of Jesus.
在天父以天父上帝的名。
I've done what you've brought me for.
今天牧师是照了你的旨意来的。
It's all about you.
都是为了你。
Thank you for touching our lives today.
谢谢天父上帝。今天来触摸我们的生活。
We ask you, Father, to continue to open our heart that we can truly see.
求天父上帝继续开我们的心，能够真正的知道。
Thank you for meeting our needs.
谢谢你能够照着我们的需要。
May we see what the greatest needs are in our life.
让我们知道我们生活里头最最需要的事情是什么。
And come to you humbly.
我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
In Jesus' name.
天父上帝，我们以耶稣基督的名求你。
Amen. Amen. So anyway, this area is open for you. If you want prayer as well, please come.
各位有需要祷告的，可以请到上边来。几分钟的时间还是开放。
Other than that, I turn it over to you.
有上来的吗
？Is everybody stand?
那请大家起立。
Yeah. Okay. So if you need prayer, you're welcome to come.
需要请牧师祷告的，可以请上来的。
If you need to repent today.Do not leave here without doing that.
如果需要悔改的，不要在回去之前没有完成。
Amen. Okay.
Amen.